Welcome aboard indeed. It's an easy opener for the Brisbane Lions this year. Just the Premier's coming to town. No main problem there. Dane Zorko is the skipper of the Brisbane Lions. He's going to join us through the 2019 season. Around the grounds, he's with us today for the first time this season. Good morning, Dane.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me back.
Not a problem. Do we have anyone with perhaps thatched hair sitting next to you this morning like we have had in recent years?
I'm not sure. We might just have to go to the old boat, I reckon.
You got the West Coast Eagles coming to town. It's not a bad opener for you guys. You know where you're at pretty quick.
Yeah, exactly right. And that's a great challenge for our group. We've obviously had a really long pre-season. We've had a strong pre-season. We're able to win both our JLT games, which is good. We've got to build belief from somewhere. So we're really excited. And having West Coast reigning premiers to test ourselves around one is a great opportunity for us.
Hey, Dane, I was having a look last night. You guys, and I mean this with the greatest amount of respect, of course, you guys haven't won over five games in 4 years. Why do we all think that Brisbane are going to be better this year? Why won't it just be the same as we've seen in the past from you guys?
I think a number of reasons. This will now be our third year under Chris Fagan and that game plan. So naturally, you're going to be across your game plan more. You're going to understand it better. We've had a really strong core group of players that have played together now for we'll be embarking in our third year. So those combinations, getting familiar with your same teammates, understanding the game plan better, I think naturally that is going to build confidence and belief. And then on top of that, we've been able to add some really fantastic picks in the draft and the trade. Lachie Neal, Jared Lyons, Link McCarthy, Marcus Adams. So we've had a lot of experience. We've got some really great emerging players coming through like Jared Berry, Hugh McLuggage, Alex Witherden that have all, you know, progressed through the preseason really nicely. And then we've been able to add those guys on top. So there has been a lot of external noise, but all we can control is what we've been able to do on the track, in our practice games, and what we're able to do in the gym and learning. And that's what we can really control.
You've convinced me. I'm a believer.
Tell us a bit more about Lachie Neal. He's your big recruit this year, and I think everyone was shocked when he was initially linked to Brisbane because he played 250 games for Freo. What's he been like at the footy club?
I did an interview with on the panel interview with Fage the other day, and the same question was asked, and I thought Fage answered it really well. His first few weeks, probably his first month, he just sat back and just had a look and just watched and sort of took it all in. And then what he's been able to do since then, so probably after the Christmas break, is he's been able to help and encourage and teach and just show some really great leadership qualities that was one of the main reasons why we brought him here. He's a player that's played finals experience. He's a really great teacher. He's a great listener. And he's a fantastic human. And they're all values that we really appreciate at our football club and we value. And he's been able to come in as well as his football skills be fantastic. We know how much of a freak he is on the field. What he's been able to help off field, as well as Hodgie's been able to do in the previous years, and what we brought in as well with Marcus and Jared and Link McCarthy. All those guys have just been able to come in, fit into our group really well and been able to gel and communicate with our young guys and make them better.
He's an interesting one because you talk about the impact he's having from a leadership point of view. He was kind of in the shadow of, say, a Fife and a Mundy at Freo. He always got the ball a lot, but I wonder whether he'll just relish that opportunity to get out of their shadow and be the main man up in Brisbane in that midfield.
Oh, potentially. I feel like when we played Fremantle, yes, there was a tension on Fife, but we also knew how dangerous Lachie was, and a number of times we would send someone like a Mitch Robertson or a Jared Berry to Lachie. So maybe from the outside world, it looked like he was potentially playing in their shadows, but internally, I think most clubs would rate Lachie just as dangerous as a Nat Fife, and we know he's a really good ball finder, but he's also a really good ball user, and he's really composed when he has the ball, and just training with him over the last 6 months, I've come to realise how good of a hand passer he is and how he's able to hit ridiculous targets, moving, and he's really clean below his knees, which is something that we certainly value.
Dane, Eric Wood, we love him. Has he been near a gym this pre-season? Are we going to see something a little bit extra to Eric?
I'd love to tell you he's been near the gym, but he hasn't. No. He's developing nicely. I think he understands that it's going to be a long process, what he has to do in the gym. But, you know, he's got plenty of other strengths that, you know, defenders are going to find hard to match up on. He's got agility. He has speed. He is a good mark overhead. So there's a couple of other assets there that he's working on, and he understands his body's going to take time to develop. And, you know, he's got other guys down there like Dan McStay or Oscar McInerney who are tall and big that can hopefully take a little bit of heat off him.
Is he at that level where he's a 40-50 goal player yet, or is that what you aspire this season?
I think we would probably aspire for him to be like that, but we have multiple goal-kicking options down there now with Charlie Cameron, Link McCarthy, Dan McStay. Our midfielders can all go down there and kick scores as well. But, yeah, you know, it'd be great to have that that power forward like a Buddy Franklin and Jack Riewoldt who are able to kick 50, 60 goals a year. But that's going to take time with Eric. He's fully aware of that. I think his past two seasons, he's kicked 35 and maybe 36 goals. So he's certainly tracking in that direction. And hopefully, you know, he'll take another step in that going forward this year.
Nice work from you. Good start to the year from you, Dane Zorko, on the Around the Ground segment here on The Breakfast Club. Looking forward to spending a lot more time with you through the year. Big challenge. First up, as we mentioned, you've got the Eagles coming to town, 7:20 Saturday night at the Gabba. Go well, mate. We appreciate the time. Look forward to chatting through the AFL season.
Legend, guys. Thank you.